Welcome back to Sports Day Thursday night. Jeez, it's a big show tonight, isn't it, boys? Lots going on. Well, this man's is the GOAT, greatest of all time. I could admit, wasn't a big fan until I started working with him. I tell you what, as a Blues supporter, I didn't like him.
He's like Wally Lewis. Wally Lewis hates being called the King, but apparently he loves being called the GOAT.
I think he loves it deep down. Yeah.
Of course, he's on the captain's run every week, which is finally produced by yours truly. And I tell you what, out of all the work I do here, it's the show I love working on the most, better than working with you two bums. Cameron Smith, hello, mate. Welcome to Sports Day.
How are we going, guys?
We're going all right.
Really well.
We're just going to leave you and Woogie to have a chat.
Well, he doesn't know me as Woogie, mate. It's only you two idiots who call me Woogie.
He knows you as Hey You.
Badge. Well done, Badge. Now I've got a name for Jace. Woogie. Well done.
It suits him, doesn't
Thank
it?
Thank you. Woogie.
Can we just get clear a few things up, first of all? Can you apologise for touching Sats's pen? Can you apologise for ripping a page out of his book that he uses to write stuff in? Because I am sick of hearing this
Can
crap
you apologize
every day.
For stealing my jersey in
and that bit as well.
Well, I think, boys, I think we've established the pen usage and the borrowing of a page out of Sats's notebook. It all represents what he's really still filthy about, and that was the Queensland jersey. So, I look, Sats, I wholeheartedly apologise for that, mate. I'm very sorry.
He would have played the next 30 Origins, Cam. It's not one jersey. He said he would have been there for another 10 years.
You got to take it up with Wayne.
Yeah,
that was Wayne's decision.
Don't worry,
I've
taken it up with Wayne.
That apology was going so well. That apology was going so well till Badge jumped in.
I got Cameron
and put more
to
fuel
apologize.
On the fire. Yeah, I know.
The referee's never heard that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Cam, firstly, I mean, I know you're getting asked a lot about who's going to win the grand final this year and who's going to play well this week, but your first year out not playing in finals, how are you feeling? You get a little bit itchy or you're feeling okay?
I'm feeling okay, like on the most part, to be fair, Sats. I was on the sideline commentary when the Storm played their first game, and there was probably moments in the game where you thought, I'd love to be out there now playing in this type of footy. But mate, on the whole, I've actually enjoyed not playing in the competition this year, and just sitting back and watching it as a spectator, and just probably looking at the game from a different sort of angle than what I have in the past 20 years. But I guess as the grand final gets a little bit closer, particularly heading into next week when, the Melbourne Storm will be playing in a prelim. They are the big matches.
Yeah.
I know this week it's elimination finals and whatnot, and we had two last week. The prelims and the grand finals, they're the really big weekends that you want to be a part of.
Did you love the week off? When you play, yeah.
Yeah, I did, mate. And there's always this sort of conversation around, is a week off better or would you prefer to keep going through? I'd take the week off, hands down, in front of, wanting to play on and try to, people talk about, trying to keep the consistency going. Well, you're opening yourself up to an opportunity of getting beaten and not going through to a prelim. I'd take the guaranteed prelim opportunity over having to play through every day of the week.
Cam, did you go to that the Storm Manly game? I think you were heading up there, weren't you, last weekend?
Yeah, I was on the sideline. Yep, I was actually working that game. I was doing commentary there. So look, it was a really impressive performance by Melbourne. I don't know if Manly actually turned up in the right frame of mind. And you guys have both been involved in big matches and finals footy. It's a step up, isn't it? Like from your regular season games. And although they had a really big win against the Cowboys the week before, when you're facing a Melbourne Storm side, it's a completely different prospect to playing against the Cowboys, whose season was done. They were playing in their last game. They were probably looking forward to just getting the season over and done with. But I was sidelined, so I was ground level. I was watching the energy of the players and the talk of both teams, and Melbourne just seemed so much more vocal and energetic, and you could see that by their actions on the field. One small error, boys, like in the first 3 minutes from Manly, all of a sudden you got the cheese, Brandon Smith, pouncing on a loose ball, fends off two players, passes the ball to Isaac Lumi-Lumi, and all of a sudden Melbourne Storm were up 6-0 and just never really looked back.
But what about you on the sideline? Did you notice Josh Adokar, who was a ball boy, and they actually took him, took the duties off him at halftime? We haven't spoken about this week. He was going crazy, wasn't he?
Well, he was, and like he's that type of player. Like everyone that's watched Josh play, like he's very energetic type of guy and quite vocal. That's part of his role as the winger of that football side. You know, to continually talk to the men inside him. But he, when I seen him given the duties of being the ball boy and he was up and down the sideline, I was actually a little bit fearful because the sideline mice were picking up what he was saying, and he was carrying on big time with what he was trying to yell out to the boys out in the middle of the field. But I think Frank Panisi took the duties off him and said, mate, just have a seat for the second half, mate. I don't think we need that.
Now, what's the week off? What's the next 2 weeks look like from a Storm perspective when they have this week off? What does Craig focus on?
Well, I think, you know, if he looked back on, you know, certainly the game from Manly, where I thought it was just a great team performance. There wasn't really, you know, one play that stood out amongst the rest, which shows, you know, how well they did play as a unit. But I think he'd probably still trace back to the previous, you know, month of football leading into those finals and just try to really make sure that they're on top of all the small things in their game. Of course, the guys that may have picked up a couple of little niggly injuries out of that first finals match, he'd give them an opportunity, maybe an extra day or two to rest up and get themselves physically in good shape. But to be fair, boys, all the guys that are fit and raring to go, he would have put them through their paces this week. There's no doubt about that, because he's always been a coach that, you know, he's never given players the opportunity to feel as though the week off is like a holiday, and really just to switch off mentally or physically. He tries to keep the preparation as close as he can to as if they were playing. So I reckon they would have had a pretty sort of solid couple of sessions throughout this week. Maybe I reckon he may even try and replicate one either tomorrow or Saturday. You know, less of course like the full on contact, but certainly, you know, the running aspect and the intensity of the session will certainly be there. You know, just so, you know, the boxes are continuing to be ticked in preparation for whoever they're going to be playing next weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, as we said, whoever they're going to be playing, Panthers and Eels, that Woogie suggests that you don't think the Eels are much chance at all. I thought the way that Mitch Moses played last week has put them right back in the frame. And if he can repeat that, they're a dead set chance against the Panthers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge, Badger. Like for Paro and particularly Mitch, is what we've come to be accustomed to with Paro is that, you know, they can show that they're as good as any team in the competition for 1 or 2 weeks, but then all of a sudden, when their best performance or you know, a good performance is needed, they just don't show up. So you know that's the big challenge for Parramatta this week, is that it is crunch time for them against a side that many have regarded as, you know, the best team in the competition over the last, you know, 2 years, or at least, you know, in the top two. You know, and it's a huge occasion for Mitch and the rest of the Parramatta side, because they promised their fans so much over the, you know, the last handful of years, where, you know, they start the year well, they put themselves in a really good position, they fall away a bit, and then they're in the finals again, and they just, I don't know, they haven't been able to make a click at the right time. So, you know, if they are able to get things right and play their best footy, then absolutely they're in for a chance. I just feel as though Penrith are a much more rounded football side, and that if they turn up and play the way that, you know, they've shown they can play over the last two seasons, I think that will be too good for Parramatta.
Smithy, tell the boys what you think about South. You rate them, don't you?
About the Bunnies?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, look, I was really impressed with the way they played on last week, you know, to come out and play the way they did and to get a victory against Penrith, who I think as soon as Latrell was suspended, you know, many people just went, oh, well, they just put a line through the Rabbitohs and said, well, their season's over. Whereas, you know, the great coach, Wayne Bennett, he wove his magic again. He took all the spotlight and all the pressure off his players, particularly their young fullback, you know, in the lead up to that match, because there was a lot of pressure on him. You know, people were talking about, you know, Nathan Cleary and he's just going to bomb him all night and make him come up with a heap of errors. But, you know, Wayne, he started his little dispute with Ivan, and it just, in the lead up, wasn't it, fellas? Like, the talk was just about the two coaches. It wasn't about the football teams and what was at stake. You know, what was at stake was a week off and a pass through to the prelim. So he just took all the pressure away from his football side, and they went out and played really well, and I guess stunned a lot of people, including Penrith. So now they're sitting pretty. They've had the week off, you know, and they've put themselves one match away from a grand final. It's funny because when they went on that run, until their run ended, I think after maybe 10 consecutive victories, I actually said to a few people down here on the Gold Coast when they were asking about my opinion on who's going to go through, I actually mentioned the Bunnies. I said, mate, I actually feel as though it's going to be a Melbourne Rabbitohs grand final.
Mm.
I wish I put a little bit of money on it now because it was paying a bomb, I think, for those two teams to make it. I think at the time it was sort of everyone was just thinking, it's Penrith and Melbourne. That's really the only two teams in it. But look, they're in a wonderful position now because now, you know, they meet the winner of Manly and the Roosters. And I just don't know if those two teams can sort of go all the way from the position where they started in this final series.
Cam, I've got some concerns about Penrith, and of course I've got an emotional attachment to it, and it's surrounding.
Yeah, of course, mate.
They're a tremendous side, we know that. The concern I've got is that they rely too much on Nathan and how he's playing and how that bleeds off to the rest of the side, and it's time for others to own those moments in games. Do you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree, mate. And I spoke on my show in the middle of the season, actually, and it was when Nathan was injured. And the thing that it's like a double-edged sword for Penrith, I feel, is that they've built a game plan, and the way that Nathan has been coached into the style that he plays is that it's very, very effective when he's there and when he's playing well. But if things don't go to plan for Nathan, or if he's not playing, if something was to happen to him, like we've seen throughout the year, it's like the whole game plan goes out the window and they look lost.
Mm.
They just look lost. And it, there's, you know, I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do. Like they've certainly built as I said, a game plan and this structure around him that seems to consistently work, and it works extremely well. Don't get me wrong. But if the game plan doesn't go the way that they've planned throughout the week, then it's almost like they don't have a plan B or a plan C. And you know, the good sides have that. The great players have that. You know, you guys would have played alongside many of those players that, you know, if something doesn't go the way that you wanted it to, then they just switch to the second plan and go off that. But I don't know. I just don't think that they have that, or they're at that stage yet. Penrith, you got to remember they're quite a young side, and they do have some young superstars, but there's not a lot of experience in that football team. The other thing, Sats, that concerns me about Penrith is that if you look at their games they've played over the last two seasons and the results that they've had, the positive results, they've always got away to good starts, and they've always had scoreboard pressure on the opposition. Now, I feel as though that any time that they get behind on the scoreboard, they just panic, because they've very rarely been in that position over the past 2 years when they've had a lot of success. So if Parramatta can start really well this week and maybe score, you know, a try or two, or maybe a try and another penalty goal, all of a sudden, you know, those young Penrith players, they'll be looking at the scoreboard thinking, geez, we're in trouble here. We're not accustomed to playing from behind.
The amazing thing to come out of that is that you and Sats actually agree on something, Cam.
Yep.
That's what I got out of that.
There you go.
First time.
That's
a long
good.
Time.
I'm happy.
Oh, I'm the one. I'm happy as well. I think we're all happy about that as well. So it's good stuff. All right, Cam, we're going to let you go, mate. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day. It's been great listening to your show and being part of your show as well. It's called The Captain's Run. You can listen to it on Wednesdays at lunchtime and also pick up the podcast on that as well. Smitty, thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Hey, Sats, Badge, thanks, boys, and Woogie. See you next week, mate.
You're beauty. There you go. Queensland assistant origin coach, 2022.
Oh, don't start. Thanks for that, Badge. This is Sports Day. Thanks to the new Kia Niro. No, it's not good. That was my century. That was where I was respected until
your
now.
It was sanctuary?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yes. Yeah.
This is Sports Day, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range.
You love that nickname.
Yeah, right. I do. No, I do. I think I'm lucky, very lucky. Let's get to a break.